This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Greta Mart. In early February, the California Historical Resources Commission named two Central Coast spots to the National Register of Historic Places. That's the official listing of historic American buildings and locales kept by the National Park Service.
My name is John O'Neill. I am a volunteer at Point Sur State Historic Park and also the head of the supporting nonprofit Central Coast Lighthouse Keepers.
The Point Sur Lighthouse became a state park in 1984, and in 2000, the U.S. Navy gave the state park system another property called the Point Sur Naval Facility.
This one is one of 30 worldwide that were built to detect submarines. There's a unique submarine canyon just south of the light station that allows sound to travel great distances in the water.
There, naval technicians installed and improved the Military Sound Surveillance System, or SOSIS, a crucial Cold War defense tool for nearly 30 years.
They don't use it now because a spy, John Walker, famous spy case in the United States, had given the Soviets a number of top secret pieces of information about capabilities of the U.S. Navy. This was one of them.
Now that the facility is on the historic register, O'Neill says his volunteer organization will be working on preserving it for posterity.
Eventually, if State Parks is able to open this to the public, then a visitor would get a good appreciation for what the place looked like actually when it was opened in 1958. And it has its own mystique now because it's closed. That has an eerie presence.
To be included on the register, a property generally must be at least 50 years old. And according to the National Park Service's guidelines, if the property owner objects, the nomination process is kiboshed. But some property owners are often in favor of the designation because it comes with certain benefits, like federal preservation grants and tax credits. What it does not do is invoke local historic district zoning, nor does it require public access to private property once listed. Here's state historian Jay Correa, who works for the California Office of Historic Preservation.
Many people often fear the National Register because they're afraid that the designation will put some sort of restriction on their property, and in fact, that's not correct. So it's really just a designation saying that this property meets National Register criteria, and at its most basic level, the National Register is a list of properties that deserve to be protected.
The register includes properties and whole districts like Halcyon, a place in San Luis Obispo County between Oceano and Aurora Grande that was also officially recommended for the National Register on Friday. To get the whole town nominated, it took the effort of several residents.
My name is Karen White, and I'm basically a lifelong resident of Halcyon, and when you consider I'm 79, I've been here a long time, but Halcyon's been here a long time also, since 1903.
According to the nomination document, the 130-acre historic district is one of the few remaining locales founded in the late 1800s and early 1900s by socialist reformers who moved west to create intentional communities.
A religious group who believe in theosophy, which involves reincarnation and karma, and the basic tenet is the golden rule, which I think we all know, came from Syracuse, New York, pooled their money, and purchased a old ranch.
Halcyon is comprised of a large church, meeting halls, a store, a library, and single-family homes. Many residents are members of the temple called the Temple of the People. Every day of the year, they hold a healing service at high noon.
If you haven't ever seen it or been here, Halcyon is 16 square blocks and lots and lots and lots of trees and open space. So we're kind of a park that is a barrier between agriculture and urban development.
And now, along with the Point Sur Naval Facility, it's on track to join the 90,000-plus other places deemed as important to our collective American history. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.